Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. The time is now 10:05 a.m. Today is Friday, November 15, 2024. We're in regular session of the Upshur County Commission of the Board. All five of us are present, so I'm going to declare we do have a form for business. We're going to start off by having a prayer led by Commissioner Gene Dolly, for which we remain seated. Following the prayer, Commissioner Nicholson will lead us in the pledges to both flags for which we stand. Commissioner Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for this day, and we ask you, dear Lord, to be with us throughout this day. Lead us and guide us in everything that we do, and help us to do it to your pleasure and by your guidance. Lord, we ask you to guide us this morning in this court, that we'll do what is necessary and what is best for the citizens of Upshur County, as we're here to try to do the best we can. Father, we come today, and also we want you to always please remember and protect those that protect us. We ask you, dear Lord, to take care of our military, our law enforcement, our first responders, our firefighters, those that take care of us 24/7 when we're in great need. We thank you that you have called people to do that and put it into their hearts to serve and help and lead and to guide. Now, Lord, we thank you for this day and for this opportunity, and we ask for your blessings to be on this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Ross, we have anybody signed up to speak?
No.
All right. Let the record reflect, we've been graced by the presence of honorable leader of the club.
I have arrived.
He had his meeting this morning at 9, so he's not here at 10. Number 3, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditors' reports, treasurer's reports, bonds owed, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make a motion that we approve item 3A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve by general consent of 3A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 4, we don't have any choice but to go into closed session today, gentlemen. So I'll suggest that we move down number 4 to the bottom of the work that we have to do today. Number 5, discuss and take action to canvass the official local return for the November 5, 2024 general election results. Ms. Harrell is here with her helper. And I think we owe her a debt of gratitude, because you're talking about 20 hours a day for 3 weeks solid. You put it up, and you did too. Y'all got this election done, and I even had a new experience. I had people calling me that I didn't have time to talk to just to say, let me tell you, that voting up there is super smooth. Super convenient, super polite. So that's saying something. So I don't want you to think, either one of y'all, we don't realize what a luxury it is to have your office. And thank you very much. Now let's look at these votes. To canvass these, the contested race, we had Sheriff Larry Webb and Brandon Williams. Mr. Larry Webb won with 16,112 votes to negatives, 3,332 votes. Ms. Luana Howe. Didn't have an opponent and got a resounding reelection success. 17,602 votes. Is that right, Flores? For Ms. Howe?
Yes.
Well, that's a bunch of votes, okay. County Commissioner Precinct 1, Gene Dolly, 4,902 votes. Of course, that's just a quarter of the county. Commissioner Precinct 3, Michael Ashley, 4,262 votes for his quarter of the county. Didn't have an opponent. Constable Precinct 1, 4,916 votes. Mr. Tim Barnett, Constable Precinct 2, Jason Weeks, 4,082 votes. County Constable Precinct 3, Mr. James Casey, 4,250 votes. David Thompson, Precinct 4, 4,245 votes. Do we need an action on this to accept these vote tallies?
Yeah, it's going to be recorded.
All right. I'll take a motion to approve these election results and record them wherever they need to be.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Number 6, discuss and take action to accept a donation from East Texas Piney Woods Motor Pool Military Vehicle Preservation Association in the amount of $100. Sheriff, how did you luck out with the East Texas Piney Woods Motor Pool Military Vehicle Preservation Association? You probably practiced saying their name.
They were impressed by our assistance that we gave them during the memorial park presentation out there on Mansion.
Okay.
We actually escorted them from the airport out to there and back. And I guess the deputies and the staff impressed them so much that they wanted to give a donation to our community policing program.
Well, we'll sure accept it with a vote of thanks. I'll take a motion on 6.
I make a motion that we accept the donation from East Texas Piney Woods Motor Pool Military Vehicle Preservation Association in the amount of $100.
Second. Motion and a second, we accept the $100 from the military vehicle people. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 7, discuss and take action to accept the resignation of Tina Rosenbaum as the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent and 4-H Coordinator, effective December 3, 2024. You've got in your packet a resignation letter of Ms.
Did she say anything about why she was resigning, like took another job or anything?
Yeah, she says the 2 years she has spent here building relationships will last a lifetime. That the 4-H program's grown from 83 members to 145 members. And that she enjoyed working with farmers, stakeholders, and community members. Okay, take a motion to accept her resignation.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve Ms. Rosenbaum's resignation with a vote of thanks. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, discuss and take action to approve Julie Georgia for the use of the county budgeted salary for the AgriLife Extension Agent and Natural Resource, AgriLife Extension Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent to pay a part-time assistant until a new ag agent can be hired. I'm for that. Ms. York, what did you say? Do you have anything to add?
We did this in between Caitlin and Tina, where the salary that's already been budgeted for the position, we just use it to hire someone to pay $10 an hour for 10 hours a week to help me make sure that nothing falls through the cracks with the 4-H program.
So 10 hours a week, Julie?
10 hours a week.
Okay.
And did Ms. Williams, did you run that by her?
Yes.
And is she on board?
I didn't know if that's what she was here for.
Okay.
Is that what you're here for?
No.
Oh. But she's agreeable.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion in 2 seconds that we approve taking the salary that's not going to be needed from Ms. Rosenbaum and using that to hire a part-time temporary assistant. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Ms. York, we thank you for everything y'all do. Alright, number 10, discuss and take action to approve the antiquities permit application to be made by SWCO.
Number nine.
Oh! Freudian slip. Now, discuss and take action to approve Julie York's request to remodel the extension office, including adding an additional wall to create a closet, not using county funds. Tell us about that.
Jean's here, and I've talked to Jean about it to maybe use some trustee work, but we have some external accounts that we pay for 4-H livestock or 4-H or just ag programming or FCS programming that if we pooled some of it together and maybe I got some extra donations, I think I could find it, the money to pay for everything, especially Jean has, you know, offered some to work with the man that I got an estimate from to do two closets, actually. And so we just needed storage space because the clutter is crazy in our office because we have so many programs and such a variety of things we do, and they all take supplies, and we don't have storage. So that's what I've got this, and Jean and Kevin and I have been talking about that, and I introduced him to this handyman who could come in and help work with them and get some things done. But I wanted to do this between Caitlin and Tina, and it just didn't get done. So now I'm like, well, here we go. Got another chance to do it. So just make the office more organized and get things put where they need to be and organize it.
You said you might use jail trustees, that you had some funding other than county money and would seek donations. Is all that correct?
Say that again.
So you said that you might use jail trustees, that you had some funding for your office other than county money that you could use and would seek donations. Is all of that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jean, you see a problem?
No, sir. I talked to Julie and we agreed to go in and we're going to do all the labor, do all the building. And since that's our building, I feel like that should be my responsibility to do that. And I'm willing to do that.
Okay. Take a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to allow Julie York to remodel her portion of the rock building to put in two closets. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 10, discuss and take action to approve an antiquities permit application to be made by SWCO to the Texas Historical Commission in connection with the Gilbert Pittsburgh power line upgrade. I just put this on here to ask y'all. I guess I should have signed it without doing it, but I told my brother, let y'all know what we're doing. Gilbert's already signed it. Gilmer ISD's already signed it. And this is gonna upgrade the power service from Gilmer to many of our residents and up to Pittsburgh. They have to ask the Texas Historical Commission, let them know what their plans are, in case they find something that's historical, they have to stop and let the commission know. But there's not any liability on our part, it just says it's okay for us, from us as the third person, to allow them to proceed with this line.
And they've actually already been working in James Precinct, and now they're moving through mine also.
But this isn't Upshur Rural though, this is Swetco.
Yeah, I got Swetco in my precinct.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll sign this, let's one go.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second, we approve allowing Swetco to file their permit to upgrade their power lines up 271. Between Gilmer and Betty, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 11, discuss and take action to adopt a resolution authorizing the assignment of private activity bond authority to the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs to apply to reserve $40 million of the funds to pay for first-time home buyers. I forgot to put this on there last time, we're a member. Long before we came along, they created the East Texas Housing Finance Corporation. And they underwrite people making loans to build things. And Richard Anderson's the local representative, he was, is a retired state senator in Marshall, really good guy, called him. He said that our area's been allocated $150 per person for tax exempt bonds. So there's $450 million allocated, and that we can request 9% of that to help finance people wanting to build houses for first-time home buyers. And so we're part of a 15-county thing, and we need everybody to say, okay, it doesn't cost us anything. So there you have it. Did y'all vote that, Lou?
Yes, sir, unanimously.
I mean, it's nothing to it.
I sit on that board with Judge Anderson, and it's just getting our okay, because the 15-county region is the overseers, the commissioner's court is over that board, and.
But the board really is the one that does the head.
They do the legwork, and all this money's coming out of the Texas Department of Housing and.
Urban.
Whatever the acronym is this long. So it's not costing any counties any money, it's just giving the authorization for the board to do business with the state of Texas.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve. Resolution is gonna be 2024-11, ceding authority to the Texas Department, TDHCA, from the East Texas Housing Finance Corporation to apply for the $40 million reservation to fund bonds to pay for first-time home buyers. This isn't a giveaway program.
Not at all.
Y'all, like where Jay would know this, you know, if you go past the high school, there's a housing area there. What it is, they tell the people gonna build it, the people gonna live here can apply for a loan. At a better rate to build it. Richard was excited, this is the first time instead of building housing projects, it's gonna be individual residential homes. So, it's way above my pay grade, that's why we have Richard Anderson. They're into all this, but so it's not like we're supporting any particular policy, this has been going on since the 70s. Okay, those in favor, please indicate.
You said single-family homes rather than a housing project?
That's what possibly could be, possibly.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 11, discuss and take action. No, 12, discuss and take action to adopt a resolution and taking any other action necessary to establish a county resolution ADR system pursuant to section 152.001 et sec of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code to be funded by the civil court filing fees already mandated by section 135.101 et sec of the Texas Local Government Code. Yeah, I wrote all that up by myself.
Very impressive. It's the best agenda description I've seen so far.
Okay, and I'm going to give it to you, but in a nutshell, money that's being sent to Austin, we can keep here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And this is a follow-up, because you can talk to us, what, month ago?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. Tell us, you've got the floor.
Well, briefly, the civil filing fees all increased with 22, and it also required allocation across 14 different funds. One of the funds was the ADR fund, or is the ADR fund, and it's the only one with the loophole. It's really a procedural loophole. You've got to order the establishment of a mediation system for the county in order to keep money that is going into that fund. And I don't have the, look at the number.
You gave us a packet last time.
Yes, sir.
And I've got mine up here.
Yeah, at the first 10 quarters, it was a little over $20,000 that Upshur had given. And, you know, my proposal includes a pledge that, you know, everything doesn't have to be figured out right now, except for starting to save money. And that's just that procedural step. My pledge is over the, you know, the next, until we get done a year of saving, I'm going to guide y'all through this, along with all the other counties in ETCOG that get on board. This all started with Judge Stout and Judge Sims. I moved back in September, wanted to get back to my home on return, and with their encouragement, that's why I'm in Upshur County. That's why I was in Raines County yesterday, Wood County earlier this week, but it is that the hardest part has been believing that there's no strings attached to this. This is one of those the more you know commercials, you know, like the rainbow that comes across. It's also mediation is a great system for any community. Not only helps with the court's backlog, but I believe it provides true resolution between people that are not getting along, and it's also cheaper than trial being drawn out. But there's many options to consider, one being ETCOG being the administrator for the system. They have the resources. That would take out the cost of administrators, etc. But at the end of the year, y'all can decide, I want to have an Upshur County system that's independent and all on its own. I want a system that's administered by ETCOG. Or, you know what, it was nice saving that money, but we don't like anything what you're saying, so you just terminate it and then you send that money to Austin. But it's just currently it's going out the back door, and it can be used for something great. Happy to answer any questions y'all might have.
Well, when you file lawsuits, the law says, and I'm reading it here, civil filing fees, it's mandated that those funds be split up as follows. And number 10 says the County Dispute Resolution Fund 7.0423%. Since we don't have a system, that just gets, there's another statute that says if anybody doesn't have a system, that is, that forfeits down to Austin. And I made sure it had nothing to do, Mr. Ross, with your records collection and preservation accounts and all that.
Right.
Won't be touched at all. And so
right.
Then I called Chad Sims, not doubting you, but it would
no, I appreciate that.
No. No, Chad.
He's a true believer. I appreciate
that. He said you'd be stupid not to. If you just send it to Austin tomorrow, you should be kept at home. So we could, after the first year, say, well, we haven't saved up enough yet for our plans, whatever, to keep just saving it.
you could say, we're going to stay for 20 years. And then when we have enough, we're going to build a dispute resolution center and have it, funded, county employment. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's nothing, the sky's the limit.
Right, so exactly.
It's not a headache, but Ms. Sachs, I guess y'all, the treasurer, just have to create another line item.
Well, no, it's actually the quarterly civil filing fee report, that line 10 just turns to zeros. You don't have to, the comptroller is only tracking the money it's getting.
Right.
The comptroller is not tracking how much money Harris County, Dallas County, Bear County, how much they've kept. But Harris, just because I volunteered to mediate for their system, they told me over $3.5 million they've been able to keep. The comptroller, though, they say you have to go ask the counties. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And there's no documenting, even the system, let's say it's just an independent system here. There's no reporting. We had this many mediations, this many were successful, et cetera. And there's also a great gentleman named Carl Lucas out of Paris Junior College who's actually been operating a multi-county system, but they've all kept their money. And then anytime it's Red River, Kent, Lamar, a few more, but anyways, they send them $200 anytime they send somebody there to mediate, which I said, you're being kind of ripped off here, because the amount of money that those northern counties have kept, it's over $100,000, and they have a system, there's no contract or anything, so it really is just a procedural loophole to close, save, and determine what's best to do with it.
Okie doke. Take a motion. So
motion approved.
Second.
Motion and second that we approve a resolution that will be filed number 2024-12.
You want to keep that?
Creation of the county resolution to ultimately serve and help with creating an alternate dispute resolution system that's authorized by the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code and the Texas Local Government Code.
Hey, Judge, before you take the vote, before the contract becomes official, my pledge for pro bono service over the next year, this term's not in there, but to keep my mom from coming and taking a bunch of pictures and video of all this, I told her that maybe somebody would take a picture. So that's all I'm asking in return for my services. If y'all do order the establishment, if I could just stand in front of y'all, somebody.
They passed it. Then we vote on
her.
It hadn't voted yet.
Yeah, right. No, I was scared to bring it up, but it's about to be an official contract, so
we might need to take this back then.
Right.
Maybe put that in.
No.
Right.
No, do it for mom.
I'd rather my mom not get one.
Well, some
favorite
resolution, please.
Your mom gets a picture.
Yeah.
I'm short, so.
Come around to the back. Awesome. Squeeze back here.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Oddly crude.
Yeah, I took quite a piece.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys, thank you. You have a good day.
Hey, leave a couple of your cards somewhere. There it is. Leave a couple of your business cards.
I need another one.
I'm not a good businessman. They're on the car.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, when people have questions,
yes, sir.
I'm going to try to call them in.
Please, and spread the word. Time's kind of running out before the end of the year to get all of the different EDCOG counties. Not everybody's going to be able to, contribute as much, but, if everybody at least starts at the same time, I feel like it's somewhat fair to just rely on EDCOG to handle all the administration part of it, but... We'll see.
Well, we got to talk about that. So,
right. You'll be
right
here
now. This just says we're going to keep this fund dedicated to ADR.
Exactly. No decision of any type made anytime soon.
I think y'all ought to think about just managing the funds with your help, and then maybe having a committee of three or five that says, look, these people need help bad, just give them a ticket to pay a mediator that's, you know, or if you're gonna be a mediator, paying you, something like that, rather than putting it all in buildings and stuff.
Right.
Okay, so you got your picture, you got the vote, don't leave without leaving some cards, and thank you for coming.
I appreciate y'all, have a good closed session.
Okay. You wanna say anything before we go on the close?
The only thing that I wanna say before we go on the close.
Okay, let me call four, here, update and discuss and take action concerning the Route 12 courthouse grant renovation, okay, now.
Phil, are you listening? My Jefferson Bulldogs are still undefeated. All right, that's all I got to say. We whooped them good last night.
No, at halftime, it was 20-20.
Hang on a minute, Diana's still undefeated too.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I heard where y'all were.
Marion County ain't got it all.
Diane's prepared to go to state, those shirts already said state.
I didn't want this, you know. No, I
was like, we'll go to state.
Everything else is in closed session, Judge Tiptoe. That's it.
All right, the time is now 10:35 a.m. November 15, 2024, the court's gonna go into closed session under the Texas Open Meetings Act as authorized by Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, specifically 551.072 and 551.0725, to consider the Round 12 Courthouse Renovation Project and to consider Round 12 renovation funding and ARPA grant requirements. So what we're going to talk about is the courthouse renovation. We're now in closed session. Thank you for coming.
Sorry. Only have two. Maybe two more. Is anybody good?
Ms. Sachs, you need to stay.
It's November 15, 2024. The court came back out into open session. At 11:12 a.m., it took us a couple of minutes to get everybody back in the room. The entire body of the commissioner's court is still present. So we're going to resume the meeting on the record. Item 14, take any action necessary as a result of closed or executive session. And I don't make motions, but I'll tell you what's on the table. We have run into an unforeseen expense for the courthouse renovation concerning the included cascading exterior panels on the courthouse renovation. There's 46 to 48 panels total.
58
panels total. Two of the panels are going to have to be replaced in their entirety. And all of them are going to have to be structurally upgraded and re-engineered to save them. Those are the beautiful cream-colored cascading flutes underneath all the windows. And it's going to cost, according to the contractor, $170,000 outside of what we had anticipated. So I need a motion to authorize, I'm going to suggest $200,000 as in the nature of a change order to make these necessary additional repairs during the reconstruction of the courthouse.
You said they're called fluted panels?
Yes.
Fluted cascading panels.
It's above all the windows.
I'll show you a picture after.
Okay. Above the windows or below?
Above. Okay. Above and below some, you say.
So if one of y'all just wants to say, I make that motion Todd just said, if you don't want to try to repeat it.
As there's anybody county judge.
You make that motion, do we have to state that it comes out of contingency, or?
I
No, it was budgeted for.
Yeah, that's where, it's already in there.
It's already budgeted.
Okay, yes, make the motion as you said it.
Okay, so motion and a second that we authorize up to $200,000 out of the courthouse renovation contingency portion of the renovation budget to make the forestated repairs and upgrades to those outdoor fluted panels. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Philip, we've been told it's gonna cost $170,000.
Yeah, I made note of that.
I asked them, and so did the czar, and so did our architect, for authority of up to $200,000, just so in case they say, hey, it's $172,000. We don't have to go through this again, and then whatever they can say will be great.
Okay.
Everybody could look at that and can just, you know, things just deteriorate and corrode over time, bridges, all kinds of stuff. So we're lucky we only had to replace two of those panels.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. King?
What are those panels made of?
Aggregate stone.
It's a cementitious material that's, it's almost like a concrete.
Okay.
They are telling the commission here that they're extremely, extremely, they bought a ton of piece. They're extremely heavy.
And then, I want to state this in the open record, but I'd rather this not be in the paper. When y'all pull off the stuff you're gonna have to throw away, would you just tell them to stack that somewhere out of the way?
We already have it stacked.
Okay.
You're talking about the...
Just the fluted panels that can't stay. I want that kept, because if somebody could saw that up and we could like give those to souvenirs or maybe do something during the open house to little mementos, like in the hospital, there's bricks around town people received or whatever we decide to do with them. But I just don't want them hauled off to the court.
Chris said she wants a paperweight.
The two that are being replaced have already been removed because of the damages that were done to them.
Yeah.
And they are stacked over there on the north, south side of the building now.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell the contractor to find a storage place.
Yeah, just leave them out of his way until we figure out something.
Well, they left them there for anybody to look at.
They've got two pieces in their headquarters room down there.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
It wouldn't take much to saw those. And I think some of the senior citizens and people that are interested in history, those will go a long way.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other action that needs to be taken as a result of closed session? Take a motion, we adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.